We'll talk the rest of this after the meeting, get it all nailed down. Let's get through this today.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing? This is Butch Wilson. I'm the head of admissions, working with admissions here at EnviroCert and doing some technical work as well. Rob, who is our Rob Anderson, our executive director, president of the board. Did I get that title right, Rob?
I don't know. It depends if the board fired me today or not. Who knows?
Okay. asked to call this meeting to get the kickoff for the technical committee. Laura, do you want to take role, or do you want me to take role? Since you're recording the minutes.
I can, just, okay. Rob Anderson.
Here.
Mike Chase. Jim Otusa.
Here.
Jonathan Smith.
Here.
Ruth Wallace.
Unusual for Ruth to miss a meeting.
I see her on. I don't know if she's muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I did say here. Sorry about that.
We even said unusual for Ruth to miss a meeting.
Sorry.
Alan Ordle. Rick Hages.
Here.
Kiwi Nine. Tony Aguilar.
Here.
Francisco Urita. Michael Francombe. Melissa McKinney.
Here.
And I think that's got everyone, Butch.
Thank you. Rob, since you asked me to call this, I'm going to let you go ahead and discuss what we're going to discuss today. Did everybody receive the email that I sent out April 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. Hearing no one saying no, Rob, I'm going to hand it over to you.
What was the April 2nd email?
That was the email you asked me to send out about the first task for the
technical committee.
Okay, I just want to
make sure. Got it. Okay. Couple housekeeping items. Did I hear Alan Ordle on the phone? Yes? No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We, just for the technical committee, I know we haven't got you guys really started on, you know, working as a committee per se, and this is kind of our first little task, but let me know if anyone's interested. We had GeoSyntec put together some scope for the new, for the CESWE manual. It is a pretty significant change from where we were. If people are interested, I'll happy to get staff to send it to you guys. Matter of fact, I'm going to have staff send it to everybody just so that they've seen it, which was kind of an outline that was created. And then the part that GeoSyntec is doing is several of the chapters. I put it by the CESWE program committee and got very few comments back, almost, you know, little. I don't know if it was real good and they just were happy with it, or if they didn't agree or they were disappointed. I couldn't tell, but Alan, and I forgot who his vice chair, had some comments. So I've asked GeoSyntec to get me the next proposal for the next phase of work to get them going on moving forward on those chapters of the manual. I'm giving you guys an advance warning on a lot of these things because right now you haven't heard it. This will be some of the first time you're hearing it, but you guys will be getting caught up on this. So eventually this stuff will start coming at you. Jonathan, I think I threw a outline at you guys, and I think it took me getting on the phone. I heard you were incredibly diplomatic, so hopefully me getting on the phone going, what the hell are you guys doing? I figured it didn't make you the bad guy, so hopefully you were okay with that. My apologies. So I know you're there, Jonathan. So.
Yep, just muted.
Okay, yep. So it was the day after my surgery. I was still on pain medication and fighting about inspectors' roles at SWQ seemed like a waste of time to me. So I had heard you were trying to move the conversation on, and we had a lack of communication or a lack of cooperation by one of the members. So do you kind of have that under control with him right now, or is it still an issue?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much under control. I'll certainly pull you back in if things get off the rails again.
Yeah. Let me be the bad guy, not you, Jonathan, okay? I mean, I'm happy to step in just because this is the way it is. So if we need to promote him to, you know, professional certificate holder and not a, you know, a committee member, we certainly can give him that promotion, okay? So if he continues to be disruptive, hopefully that's not the case and he's just, you know, emotionally charged and, you know, he cares a lot about it, which is the way I choose to take it, you know. So thanks for that. Jim, have you had a chance to talk to Carlos, or have you had second thoughts about that, or where are you with, or are you just going to keep holding on to the seat, which is fine with me if you want to hold on to the seat.
I haven't talked to Carlos, and as of right now, I'm either talking to him either today or tomorrow. If I remember to bring the phone list from home, I'll have it with me to talk to him from work. And until we really get this technical committee going, I'm going to stay the course.
Yeah, yeah.
It may be a month, it may be 2 months, but I'm going to talk to Carlos and just let him know that when I get up and ramped up with the technical committee overall, I will be handing it off to him.
Perfect. So. All right. So, Ruth, your committee, I just leave alone because you guys are all marching along to a nice beat. You've done a good job with them.
No, I appreciate that. I hope we can synchronize here soon. We're having some different approaches to the chapters, but we're trying to coordinate, and I have to say we find it we didn't want to just land with a bibliography of references, but we didn't want to write an entire textbook, but yet we found at least I found myself writing more of a text more of a book, and the others so we have variations of that approach, and so we'll synchronize it here eventually. And I'll be looking for some feedback on that, too, from you.
Yeah. One of the things that we're going to be doing is, and this hasn't happened as much in the past as it should, was we want to make sure that the styles, that at the end of the day, I'm letting everybody kind of go, but at the end of the day, the numbering, you know, the chapter numbering, the way we reference, the way we do that stuff will be standard across all 5 certifications. So Jim and Jim's group was kind of doing a little bit of that. So once we get something nailed down, we'll have a style guide put together. I want staff to get in the middle of that, and there'll be kind of a style guide that all the manuals will use to be pretty universal. For instance, stormwater will be consistent in every, you know, it's one word, it's one word. That's what it's going to be. That has not been the case with all the certifications. There's a lot of, you know, some of you that have been around a while knows, you know, everybody was different. So that's not the best example, but it's a good example. So, Rick, I got to get that contract with Nathan over to you. It's been on my desk, and it's been a while. It's a little ridiculous. So I'll get that to you, and, you know, if you can, I know right now you can't, but if you can get to that later this week, it would be good to get him kicked off.
Sure.
And for this committee to know, we've I forgot his name. That's terrible. We've got a guy who's writing some of the sections on
Nathan.
Hallenbeck. I think it's Hallenbeck. A lot of you will know him. Halderbeck, whatever. Hallenbeck. I forgot his last name exactly, but he's going to be writing the industrial, a lot of the industrial chapters. By no means all of it, but quite a bit of it. And we'll try to get on one publication with the outlines for each of the, I need to get it from Ruth, hers, but at least where SESWI and CPESC and SWQ and then ISM, you'll see a consistent trend where we start coming at it with, you know, something to do with site planning, you know, something to do with soil science and soil mechanics or engineering, something to do with hydrology drainage. You're going to see some consistent themes occurring as we go through those chapters. Each of the groups have responded differently to this, but, you know, and we'll see how it gets vetted out and where we land with this. But we need to do that. We haven't vetted the industrial quite yet, but we do have him writing some of the essential stuff. So he's putting together the write-up and the chapters. And it's a pretty reasonable price, and hopefully he puts together a pretty good, we're hoping for a pretty good manuscript out of him. So that's going to get started, I'm hoping, in the next week or so. He's chomping at the bit. Just so you guys know, we started off with the idea of, maybe we won't have a reference manual. We'll just have the certification. And what we found was, we have all kinds of interest. People are scared to death to take the test without something. And that made us begin to realize how important these manuals were, which, Jonathan, maybe that's something you guys had figured out in the old days, you know. I just wasn't willing to accept. And I've become more of a believer, let's put it that way. It really began to show me how important those manuals were to people as we talked more to them. So anyway, just so you guys know, that's a real brief rundown of where the certifications are going. There's going to be a small group sitting down with some of the CPEST stuff this weekend or the next week in Arizona and beginning to talk about what we have and don't have that we could plug in. And the other thing is, and this is going to dovetail into what we're going to talk about today, I had given a presentation on rules and regulations. Ruth, I don't think it had too much of a legal skew to it, do you think?
I don't think so. I was waiting for some feedback. I felt like I was, it was pretty thorough.
Well, we'll get into that. Don't worry. Nobody's seen it.
I thought it was, I know I learned a lot more than I thought I had already known, but.
I had given a presentation in Arizona, in Hawaii a couple years ago. So we've been working with the state on their permits or, you know, trying to be a little bit of an advocate. And so I took that out of the PowerPoints and kind of put a mind dump. And Ruth went through and kind of researched based on what I gave her, which was pretty sparse. Some of you saw it. It was 15 pages of just, it was this public law, this public law, this is what happened, this is what happened. Completely changing the feel and texture of our rules and regs. So I have a manuscript on my computer. We're going to be starting to dig into it next week and getting it to the next level. We're going to try to get one more draft of it together. And then I'm going to be distributing it to this committee, specifically this group, to comment on and start making edits. So before I get to talking about that and the code of ethics and conduct and this take-home exam and kind of where we are with the exams, does anybody have questions? I mean, I'm sort of moving through the certs real fast because I want to, it's got a lot to talk about today. Does anybody have a question? Does anybody... anything that I've said so far? We good so far, guys?
I'm good.
Okay. Speaking of trail ones on hold. So you're going to start getting involved, you know, in more and more of these higher level decisions. And you'll see us, and you haven't been, but you will be, each of you. And then you'll be carrying that information back to your program committee. And if it's one thing I've seen in the program committees, it's probably the need to maybe continue to bring some more people into them, at least in three of the four that we've formed so far. And so I'll let you guys handle that as you see fit. Please come to Lori or Marvin if you need lists of people that are certified. We can get you, you know, those active lists immediately. don't hesitate, okay? If you need to call people or reach out, please do. So let us know. But as we move through this stuff, you're going to start having things come to you, and we'll start putting them on our calendar of things to review. And we may have multiple things going on, and we'll have to, you know, get them prioritized and scheduled out a little bit. And I want to be careful with you guys, because you guys are, you know, some of you are running another committee. So I don't, you know, want to make sure that we, you know, don't overextend you. I know for several of you, you know, we're lucky to get you on this phone call sometimes with your busy schedules. So please don't be afraid to drop me an email if you're getting pushed a little too hard, and we'll work it out. So here's where we're going. We've taken the exams, three of the four, and have modified them in varying forms, with CPESC being the biggest modification, followed by SESWI. SWQ has been changed, but not as significantly. And MSM, we have we had somebody who will remain anonymous go through, and this person made a lot of edits and changes for us that we're going to be incorporating in. Our tests are now online with PSI, as you guys probably all know. You go to this testing center. For us, every time we make a change to the test, it's a big deal. We have a whole protocol we have to go through in testing. It's a major ordeal. So before we make more changes, we're going to be careful as to when and how we do them. And Butch, it takes you putting them into Excel spreadsheets and then doing beta testing 15, 20 hours minimum. That's after we know what the test is. Yeah.
Thereabouts, yeah.
And then we pay them, then we pay PSI hourly to make the changes, and they're a couple months of their beta testing, of their own testing. And so whenever we make a change to the exam, it's a big deal. So even small changes are a big deal. But the first change to the exam we're making is we've decided to hey, Butch, mute your – I think it's your phone, Butch. Mute it. Perfect, Butch. Thanks. The first change we are making is we're pulling the rules, regs, and code of conduct and ethics out of the exam, all the exams. There may be a few little questions. The feeling is that testing you on dates and things like that just aren't very helpful. And there's one or two of you are professionals, either geologists or engineers on this call. Jim, I can't remember on the geology side because I didn't ever do it, but I know on the engineer side, we actually did a take-home exam. And Jonathan, I'm going to guess North Carolina was the same as California. You had to do this kind of take-home exam on the regulations and dig through it and return it. Did you guys have that in North Carolina?
Correct. Yeah, it was a take-home, yep.
And so when I did them, and I've done them for several states that I'm licensed in, I actually found them pretty helpful. It forced me to pull out the book and actually, you know, dig into it. And I kind of like to do that anyway, but it really forced me to think and look at the rules, literally rule by rule. And then the key ones that the board wanted you to know. And so I had gone to the board last meeting and said, guys, and I kind of shared that experience and said, I just think the test questions, and everybody on the board agrees, they're all, almost every one of them are pretty technical guys. You know, testing rules and dates are just terrible, terrible test questions as a rule. You could do it, but they're just difficult. And we just felt like there was enough technical content that the test should evolve around. So the board agreed and directed us, directed staff and I, to go out and get a take-home exam. I was going to sit down with Butch and get something together, and I actually decided that this committee would be far better suited to do just that. And maybe it's kind of a good first start for the committee to kind of start working together and thinking about it. I will tell you that if you guys feel like you want to, you know, take this back to your program committees to get some input, that's fine. But this is not about CPESC versus SESWE versus SWQ versus MSM. Okay, this is about, you know, it's we're trying to make a standard rules and regulations exam, if we can achieve that. So the idea is for the rules and regs for EnviroCert to be universal across the board, period. These are the rules and regs. This is the history of the Clean Water Act. This is what's gone on legislatively to this date. Starting right there, any objection, well, any serious objection to that thought, that frame of mind, anybody, you know, geez, Rob, we went down this road before. That was a terrible decision. Just to hear it.
Rob, this is Jim. Just for clarification, the geology exams have no take-home. So they're all done, but there's not a lot of questions on rules and regs.
Yeah. That's because you guys are unethical.
Well, okay. That could be. Well, we don't get to take our books in either. So.
Jeez, that was a cheap shot.
Yeah. But the only thing I would add is if you're doing rules and regs as take home, then we can definitely add things that require them to look up stuff, which will teach them a lot more than just the rule or the date they need to look at. So,
well, and you are absolutely correct.
You know, they'll read more. As everybody reads when they research, they read more than they research for, and you end up learning more than just the research question. So that'll come down again to the exam, how we write that take-home exam. So anyway, that's my input.
Nope, and that you made my argument. That's exactly where I was going. Any other thoughts before I move on? Because, Jim, that's exactly was my experience.
Now, this is Ruth. That makes me happy because maybe what you'll be looking at will be more helpful then.
Well, no, I looked at your rules and I thought you had done exactly where we wanted to go with it. It was, you know, some of the people that have been around a while, they're going to look at this and go, oh, crap, look at all this. you know, and we just, I think anyway, as Jim just said, you know, the point was well stated. It forces you to get in there and read a lot more than just, oh, this is what happened in 48, this is what happened in 72. You know, this is some superfluous rule. Jonathan, any thoughts on your world?
No, it makes sense from what the engineer is doing, what I'm most familiar with. I agree. When I'm thinking back 20 years ago when I took the PE exam, I learned a lot more taking the actual ethics questions take-home part than I did during studying for the main technical part, which I already knew. So I think this is a good change.
Good, yeah. This was a fight amongst the councils, as you remember, Jonathan, and it was a big one. So we're finally, you know, trying to consolidate this, and I think it'll be a good one. So the flavor, the twist, the direction, the philosophy is exactly as Jim Odusa just said, which is good because I'm going to ask you guys to send your questions to Jim and Jim to compile them. And I'll have staff help him so he's not having to do all the work. But what I'd like is the first thing we'll do is start looking at the code of ethics and conduct that EnviroCert has put together. It's on the website. I'll have staff send each of you guys the PDF of that document. And what I'd kind of like to do is does everybody here think they would have time to look that over and try to develop on their own just one or two questions, three questions? For the overachievers like Ruth, I'm sure I'll get 20 and I'm happy with that. But you turn that on. I'm welcome to approach this from a different perspective. If you guys would like to do it on the phone and go over it blow by blow, that just seems a little more painful. But what are you guys' thoughts? Everybody think they can work independently into this, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm happy doing questions.
Yeah.
Rob, what's the schedule for getting this back to you, Rob?
Honestly, I needed them months ago, Jonathan. but realistically, you know, if we can have a written test to hand, you know, a take-home test together in the next 3 months, you know, between rules, regs, and ethics, I'm pretty happy. You know, so which means end of summer really is probably more realistic. You know, I'm asking you guys. Think in a month, you guys can kind of read the code of ethics, code of conduct, and somebody, you know, some of you start generating some questions by then.
Hey, Rob, this is Jim again.
Yeah, Jim.
I know Ruth's working on a whole rules and regs. So are we generating questions off of the old rules reg code of ethics, or are we going to do them off of her new, or are we going to...
Okay, so right now, it's just there? I just want... Yeah, I do, actually. The code of conduct... Right now, it's just the code of conduct and ethics, not the rules, because nobody has seen them except myself. You'll see him in Arizona, Jim, and then once we get the next manuscript rewritten, we'll get him out to everybody, which is probably about a month away. I'm just wondering if 2 months is a better time frame, a month to try to get questions together, and then everybody start looking at the questions. What do you guys think? Rick, Jonathan?
I think shorter is better than longer for me.
Okay, I'd prefer that too. Okay.
I did do that, because otherwise
I'll never do it. Between all of us, we can get it done in a month.
Okay, yeah. So here's what I'd like to do, looking at my schedule and looking at wanting to kind of meet again maybe by the 29th has. Nothing's on the 29th right now. Ooh, it's right after Labor Day, but oh well. If maybe we could try to have questions, I'd like you to send them to Lori and Jim. Please include Lori more, okay, because she'll be doing a lot of the dirty work here. Maybe if we can try to have questions in by the 22nd, and Lori will get them compiled as they come in, and we'll then distribute them by the, you know, that week before the meeting. And then we'll put a meeting on the May. And we'll meet on the 29th again. And, you know, we're philosophically on code of conduct, code of ethics, we'll probably be looking more for some scenario things. But it can be EnviroCert requires this or good conduct could be that. I mean, I'm going to let you guys each get creative and decide how to, you know, come at these. My second question is, would you guys like to look at the whole thing, or would you like me to divide up the and give you each section to work on? Opinions?
I'd rather have the whole thing.
Okay.
We risk some overlap and redundancy, but I think the code and ethics work as a single package, and I'd like to have, I think it's just going to work better for me to have see the whole thing and be able to process the whole thing in broad comments that way. One quick question I had is there a word limit to the questions?
No. I don't think so. No. Matter of fact, I know for a fact there won't be. Nope. Because you may give a fact pattern and then ask some questions after, right, Jonathan? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What was that, Jim?
The answers are multiple choice. Are they?
They are multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Okay, so the only thing I would suggest to the group is try and have your answers and your distractors, which are the wrong answers, same length, or if you're doing two things, have each of the possible solutions having two things. It's just part of the test taking, so that there's not one, the wrong answer is not the shortest answer, or nor is the right answer the shortest, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody understands that.
And, yeah, let's try to avoid all of the above. It's just too hard to get none of the above in there enough. the old EnviroCert test used to be all the above was always the correct answer. I think we fixed that. And here's another philosophy, kind of dovetailing onto what Jim said. One of the things we've done on the test is there's a right answer, there's a most complete right answer, and there's always, as we say, distractor. There's an answer that's close, but for a very particular reason that should be apparently obvious, the answer is not quite as right, or it's more right. Okay? So that we have a certain validity to the test. All right? And then a good distractor answer, like you said. All right. I agree, Jonathan, with give you the whole thing. And let's see where we go. And, I'm going to ask everybody, please be as aggressive as you want. I'm not quite sure, where we're going to fall in the database of questions. My initial thought was 50 questions. I know Butch was thinking 50 to 75 or somewhere on that line time frame. So we'll see where the questions come out and how it looks. So I think, the code of conduct, code of ethics is important. That'll be, kind of that important first task. So if we could try to do that, Lori's going to send out two email reminders, one for the meeting on the 29th and one for please have your questions in by the 22nd. Okay. And again, feel free if you get them done earlier to send them to Lori and, so we can kind of start vetting them and we'll get them out to you guys as soon as we do. And if we see redundant ones, we'll take them out and we'll try to get them worked out so that the product we bring to the table the 29th, at least we can start vetting. If we wanted to do the meeting on the 29th as a WebEx, is everybody able to do that or is that pretty inconvenient for you guys? Could most of you do a screen, the WebEx screen or go to screen?
Works for me.
Who was that? I lost that one.
It was Jonathan.
Okay, good, Jonathan. Jim, can you do that at the county, okay?
No, but I'll do it with Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'll just go over to you.
Okay, perfect. Yep. All right.
You're not sitting on Ruth?
Oh, this is Ruth. I'm not familiar. I might have to, maybe when I look at it again, I will be, but I do respond to invitations and accept. I don't know what else.
It'll show up on your monitor. But if you're at a municipality, sometimes they block it. So you'll have to check. Okay. I don't know if you're where you are and what you're doing.
Mine's blocked.
Yeah, Jim's blocked. That's
county
government. That's why he's sitting on Rick's lap at my office that time. So.
Hey, we trade.
All right. Yeah, that's important. All right. Well, we'll try to set that up as a staff will get that set up as a web, WebEx or GoTo meeting. And Ruth, we'll give you. We'll try to work with you, the week before to see what we can do with you. Okay, run you through a trial run.
Okay. I'm having computer issues right now. I'm gonna. I have to get a new computer, and it's painful right now. So,
The WebEx allows us to, if you got a camera, to see each other. And if you don't have a camera, you can buy one, and we'll reimburse you for it, a little camera for your computer. Or let us know, and we'll mail you one, either one. If you guys need one, we're happy to do that. But it's kind of nice to see faces. It's also nice to be able to put stuff up on the screen. Rather than talking about it. So we staff and I Skype between offices all the time. And I think it makes a difference when you see body language, things like that. So it helps a lot.
So Rob, I'll have to get out of my pajamas then.
Yes, ma'am, you will. So sorry, Ruth. So, anyway. All right. So that'll be, what we do. And once we get through that, I'm hoping to optimistically have the rules and regs, in a position I can get them to you guys. They'll certainly be in a position to where you guys can start writing test questions. Actually, I just some pieces I want to add before I give it to you. So and then I can at least even, I mean, Ruth, I think, you know, we could give it to them for the task question and give them a chance to start digesting it if we don't, even if I don't move it along very far by that point, I think.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think? You comfortable with that?
Yeah, sure. I'm cool with that.
Yep. Well, you know, you work on these things. We all get, these things get near and dear to our hearts, so, you know, we get sensitive about letting them go.
Well, I intentionally did not collapse anything because I thought during a review someone might want to do that or might suggest it during a review, but I just let it flow from the way it made sense to me. And pretty.
Well, we're talking about removing the rules and regs from the review, of course. Now, obviously, your group, that's not the case. You know, the municipal groups probably not so much, but I don't know that that's been decided, and I think that'll be a topic for a discussion of this committee, you know, to make a recommendation to the board. I'm not comfortable making that recommendation quite yet. Not without you guys vetting it, but, you know, I think that it's, you know, we may want to bring it out at points, but, you know, I just don't want to sit there. I think this is something that people can read. That's my initial thought. They can read this at home on their own and learn it. I don't think that classroom time can be a much more important high-level issues that can be, you know, we can go over then. So anyway. All right. Any other thoughts? It's 1:40, and I just want to know if anybody has any other questions. Thoughts?
No.
So be aware, this is only the U.S. Rules and regs and technical stuff. There are, I thought Mike Francone was going to be on the phone. I was kind of disappointed he's not, but something must have happened. We have Australia. They're going to have their own unique things going on there. We haven't brought Malaysia into this wrap yet. In Canada, I need to reach out to you because they're supposed to be putting together their own version of a program committee. So they'll be, you know, each group's going to be kind of customizing our manual for their group. We have Ibero-America too, just so you know. So the complexity of these people on an international becomes even greater than what we have in the U.S. And we actually had a technical committee meeting, international technical committee meeting last year in San Diego, and a great group of people, every one of them. And they really want to do the right thing. But the challenges of the U.S. group is just one piece of the puzzle. It's even more complicated on how do they take their stuff and integrate it with our U.S. stuff. And because it needs to stand alone in each country. You shouldn't take a lesser exam in Australia. Excuse me, guys. You know, it shouldn't be a lesser training in Australia or Malaysia than it is in the U.S. And we're not all on the same page. So taking the rules and regs out of the manual helps. And and then the next thing we're going to have to do is decide, do we want to make it a paper or just let them do it online, which we're leaning towards online. And they just go online and take the test, open book, open note, and kind of go from there. So that's something, you know, start thinking about. We'll have to find a vendor on how to handle that if we do it. We have a couple we can talk to. But each of that, you know, every time we handle that, it's money. It's time and money. So keep that in mind, too, as we write this exam. So there's writing, it's one aspect. How to execute it and undertake it operationally is a whole nother. Anyway, 1:43. Anything else, guys? Because I'm done, unless you guys have questions.
I have one quick question, I think. This is Ruth.
Sure.
It has to do with citations, because I hadn't, with the new web citations, I don't know when we're writing or where we're working on our other chapters. And so maybe this isn't for this call, but it might be. It might be helpful for us to know on citations with web references. that gets kind of tricky, and I just didn't know if there was some do or don't website.
So, yeah, that's, you know, like we, like somebody cited Wikipedia, and if you're, you know, if you're following APA method, you don't cite Wikipedia, but, you know, I forgot which cert did it, and this, this is a whole another little, I heard Jim laughing. Yeah, this is a whole, this is a whole other, yeah. Okay, so let me back up, Ruth. We have a couple things that we're going to try to work out. One of them is the style of numbering and sequencing of a chapter, and then a section, and then a subsection, how we're doing that, you know, how we're going to use, you know, when we're listing things, you know, the style of the figures, the style of the photos, the style of the bullets, and, you know, I'm not going to belabor this. We're going to come up with a style and go, that's it. No, I don't care. I mean, if we waste a call on this, I'll probably kill everybody. but we will. I guarantee we will. And referencing how to cite stuff is going to become one. Jonathan will tell you and Butch will tell you that something that I heard from the time I got involved with EnviroCert is, gee whiz, we kind of cited stuff. You know, we put things in the manual, and, yeah, we don't really know if we have the right to do it or not. And that was a problem. Some of our manuals, you know, where, you know, where'd this photo come from? Where did this citation come from? You know, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to try to weed that out as we move through the best we can. We'll stay in public domain, but we haven't come up with a citation system yet. And the problem with web citations is that they change, right, Ruth? You know,
right. Yeah.
You know, yep. And I will tell you that the fact sheet for all six minimum control measures, you know, you're going to want to probably cite that, and it's going to change. And we don't want to be updating this manual every, you know, every 3 months. It is a nightmare to update these, to change these manuals. You know, it's not just changing the PDF. We've got to change the paper copy and then pull all the ones off the shelf that we've made and change those. And there's a whole system we go through. And it's a nightmare. So we're going to change manuals once a year, you know, maybe twice at the most. We're going to have dates. We're going to have release dates so it's predictable. So that's something, again, we're going to have to think about. How are we going to do that? I think we have ideas. I think we've got a system. We just have to execute it and put it on paper, get you guys to look at it, make sure everybody agrees, and then do it. So we'll get an answer for you, Ruth. Give me a month or two, and then we'll be there, okay?
Okay. Well, In the meantime,
just cite the best you can.
Sure. I'm just trying to be consistent by myself. Probably it's not
exactly right. It's a great point. We've already thought about it. Jim hit that in CPESC. I told him to get something together, get it to me, and we probably follow it since he's kind of the first through. You know, I'll let him be a diva and have his way. So, yeah, we'll get it taken care of that way. And then everybody's going to follow it, whether they like it or not. So my last comment before I let y'all go, is there any other questions? Are we good, guys? All right. Again, if something comes up, feel free to email me. You know, look, I'm going to be looking to Mike and Jim, and Mike's not on the call, so he's going to get whooped on, Mike Chase. You know, they're going to be taking over this committee over the next month or two, you know, as the chair people, and I'll be phasing out of it just to get us going. I'm initially doing it, but so that'll be, you know, the protocol. You'll start taking a little more, you know, they'll be taking more of the lead. But this is a time where staff will be pretty heavily involved with this committee, maybe more than you see your program committees. But I want to just underscore one last thing. And each of you, with MSM being the least, CPESC being the most, limits lines of responsibilities and duties. What is within the scope of practice? What's within professional practice? One of them is inspection duties. Okay, folks? That's a good one right there. That's a hot topic for you.
That's it?
Those are – what's that?
What was that?
Inspection limits, like inspection duty.
Oh, inspection.
What is a CPESC really qualified to inspect based on what EnviroCert thinks? versus an SWQ. And I've heard it on all the calls, not because of your friend over there, Jonathan, but because it's a legitimate issue. What are the bounds? A couple of us have started laying some things out, so that's going to be task number two that's going to hit you guys. What are our responsible duties, which is going to affect the scope of practice. But maybe the very first publication is going to be on inspection and on not infringing on the engineering board. How do we get that out there? I understand that the Engineering Board of California has 4 cases right now on this very topic, and all 4 of them involve CPESCs or CPSWQs. So just so you know, the first one that went through that I reviewed as a technical expert, I thought the person was way overboard. So they're going to open up a case against them. So scope of practices and duties, responsibilities. Start thinking about that. You guys can, as chair people, if you want to start putting some things together, it would help. Jonathan, that is a hot topic that you'll get to in your group, right? Clearly inspecting post-construction BMPs are well within your scope of practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're designing them. I think you guys are qualified to inspect them, right? If, again, based on code of conduct and ethics, you feel like you're qualified, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Jim, in your world, we've been saying any erosion and sediment control BMPs, those kind of things are well within your jurisdiction. I think your group has agreed, Jim, that designing post-construction BMPs are not within their scope.
Correct.
Yep. So there's, Jonathan, there's one difference between you guys and CPESCs, right? There's a lot, but that's one of them. Whereas CESWES, and Alan Ortel's not on that, they should be, qualified to do it. Now, we'll start having to talk about, are CPESCs qualified to go into industrial activities? And right now, Jim, Rick's group has said nothing. You guys shouldn't be involved in any industrial activities. That's going to be a problem in California. But nonetheless, it's there. So SWQs, Jonathan, are they qualified to start getting in the middle of industrial stuff? We're going to have to work that out. Okay. How much industrial can they do? All of it? Some of it? In terms of designs. So this is going to get into a much deeper view. I don't know if you guys have thought about these things as to where the certifications begin and end. This is task number 2 that I'm giving you some advanced to think about. Start jotting down some notes. As you guys start thinking about them, you may want to start talking about them and vetting them through your groups, okay? Because I can tell you that by summer, we're probably going to have a meeting between us to get it, if not, as soon as we can on paper, okay? And there's going to be something published by EnviroCert that says, here is the duties, okay? And here's how it is. But just so you guys all know, I'm sending a letter to each and every engineering board, all 50 of them. There may be more than that, actually. 51 of them, saying, look, we're a professional certification. We're out there. We think that stormwater is a specialty. But to the extent, at no time is EnviroCert advocating or endorsing that any certified professional overreach and tread into the areas of, your professional business code or whatever that regulation may be. And so we're going to leave it up to each practitioner to know what the rules and regulations in their states are. I know that's been the loose rule around EnviroCert, but Jonathan and Butch, I don't think it's ever been codified anywhere, has it, that I've ever seen?
Not to my knowledge.
I can recall. Sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are fine. So it's become a big enough problem so we get calls on it periodically, more lately. So let's get some. That tells me that we need to clarify our certifications. Our own people don't know. So if I could ask each of you guys to start thinking about those lines. I've started talking to Jim about this. Jonathan, you're hearing it for the first time. Ruth, I don't think this is a problem for you guys because it doesn't really affect you.
I've been to many, many meetings where just walking in the room is grounds for getting kicked out. So coming from a municipal standpoint, and
yeah.
I'm not an engineer, but I have a lot of friends that are engineers. So.
Yeah. Well, I will just so you know, Ruth, when I came on board and I was and Jeff McConnum was the national chair and I took over as for him, he and Don Lake, I know you don't know either of those characters, they're good guys and been leaders in the organization, were of the opinion that the municipal permit was infringing on engineering. And I do not consider, just, you know, by my opinion anyway, I do not consider municipal the planning and what goes on with the municipal permit. I'm not saying engineers can't do it. I'm just saying I don't see that as the practice of engineering at all, as a matter of fact. So,
unless it comes to putting together a manual, design manual. And
that's different. When you get into the elements of the minimum control measures or some of your permits, you know, TMDLs and some of the technical manuals, yeah, it's a different world. So, but that's, you know, the mere practice of being a, you know, administering a municipal permit, not so much. So that's where we've got to get clear. And we need to get clear with the CESWEs that they don't give design recommendations, which should be fundamentally inherent. It happens all the time. Anyway, so that's our next challenge that you'll see coming down the road that I want you guys just to start noodling on. Ladies, gentlemen, thank you for your time today. I know there was a lot here, and I know it's kind of a, you know, kind of a gobbledygook first meeting. But if you could start, again, the code of conduct, code of ethics, we'll get you we'll get you guys a Word document so you guys can cut and paste as well as a PDF. Lori will get that out to you this week. And she'll get you a calendar reminder to please have questions in by no later than the 22nd. Matter of fact, let's do this, Lori. Let's make it the 18th, which is the Friday, because that way if they put it off, they can work on it Saturday and Sunday, and as if they have nothing better to do. And that way we'll meet on the 29th. Okay, guys?
Okay. And we'll need to be sure to have Jim's email as well.
Yeah. We're going to get you guys a list of who's on this committee. We'll get you an Excel spreadsheet or a Word doc. We'll get you Lori will put something together that just gives you who's on this committee. We'll get you guys the phone number, your contact phone number, and emails so you guys can reach out to each other as you see fit. And, you know, please, for your own committees, for those of you that have committees, and for those of you that, that something comes up, feel free to email me. And we can talk about it if you're not clear, okay?
Sounds good.
Have a great day.
See you in Phoenix.
Thanks.
You will see me in Phoenix, Ruth. I will be there.
All right, great.
Bye, guys.
See you then. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Thank you all.